Good evening. I wanted to talk about another Shaila that it relates to what we spoke about last week. Last week we talked about ordering on Amazon, which we're going to, Bez Hashem, this Thursday night speak about what happens when you get an Amazon package on Shabbos. What do you do with the delivery? What I want to speak about now is what about newspapers? You get the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal delivered to your house 7 days a week, or maybe you only get the weekend subscription, which might even be a touch worse, perhaps. So what does one do with the newspaper? That is it okay to have that newspaper delivered to your door? How do you deal with the newspaper delivered to your door on Shabbos morning? So it's a little bit different than a regular package. We'll mention a few points why. Number one, the Sefer Ber, the Shas Hashuv is Ber Moshe. I think it's the Debretziner, I think. I think that's who the author of the Shas Hashuv is Ber Moshe suggests, the following, that when the New York Times, let's talk about a company that's owned by a Jew. I think the New York Times is Ox Salzberger. Who owns? What?
Two generations ago, they already had Mushumadim.
They're Mushumadim. That doesn't make them not Jewish.
Yes, it does, because they marry sixes.
Oh, you say the children. Oh, the owners might not be Jewish now. Okay. So I don't know if it's the Ox family, the Salzberger family at this point. I don't know where they are now, but let's assume that you have a newspaper that's owned by a Jew, theoretically, and, what? That, okay, they work out. I'm sure everything's kosher with the diyot. So, the Ber Moshe suggests that if you're ordering, and they're going to be printing on Shabbos for you, and they're delivering on Shabbos for you, and let's assume that they are a Jewish company, so he says that all the printing, whenever New York Times or any magazine prints its print, it always prints many more than they actually are going to be distributing, you know, to any given door. So therefore, the very fact that there's more than your order or not order isn't going to change. Now, if you wouldn't be ordering, then that differential of one would not change their printing of, you know, 500,000 or 50,000 or 5 million, whatever numbers they might print. Now, you'll argue, well, if every Jew, you know, would, you know, cancel their subscription, then it definitely would impact their subscription. Good point. Okay, something to think about. There is another interesting point that is brought, that I saw a quote of Shalom Pearl, quotes in the Ritva. Says the following, that what would be my role in subscribing to this paper that's going to be printed and delivered to me on Shabbos morning? It's a question of Lefneiva, right? I'm causing him to violate whatever Yisurim he's going to violate of co-save, of driving the truck and delivering it, and whatever other Yisurim are going to be involved. So I'm violating Lefneiva. This is an interesting Lefneiva, though, because this is a Lefneiva that Efshur Shuhu Marbe Ha'Isr Al Yadi, meaning he's printing, let's say, 100,000 copies of this because I subscribe, so maybe not, he's printing 100,001 copies of this, or maybe I'm the 100,000th copy of this, and maybe he's not printing any extra for me, because even if I would not have a subscription, he'd print the same amount anyway because he wants to do it in, you know, multiples of, I don't know what, 100 or 1,000 or even 10,000. So, Rav Shalom Pearl quotes, there's a ritva that says that if there's a question, listen to this here, you might be marbe iser bishvili, is that called lifnei iver? So if I tell you, if I enable somebody to do an iser for me, okay, that's lifnei iver. But here, he's doing it anyway, but maybe he's just being marbe, and even though I'm not even sure if it's going to be happening, so there's another svara that maybe this wouldn't be prohibited. So that's as far as the printing. Let's talk about the delivery. So when you have the mail, let's talk about the mail. So the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that if you have a regular mailman, a regular postal mailman who's picking up from a certain location and delivering to a certain location, so because you dropped something in, because something is going to be delivered to you on Shabbos, we're not saying whether it's muktzeh or not, that's going to be Thursday night, but as far as, is that a problem of adding one, if the guy will be taking his mail bag on Shabbos, you're adding another mail to his mailbag where he's going anyway. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, if he's doing it anyway, and you're just putting in one more piece of mail in that mailbag, that's mutter. So that's very good when it comes to the United States Postal Service, who's anyway going to your house and going to make your delivery. But if you have a, and that means that the mailman, whether he comes by truck or by with his wagon, he's making a stop in your house to make a delivery of whatever other mail you have, plus the specific thing you might have subscribed to. But if it's going to be, you know, like the way they deliver the newspapers, you have a guy driving car early, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. If you go out early, sometimes I see them throwing the newspapers out their car window to the right houses. So that's not like the United States Postal Service, who's going to every house regardless of whether you ordered something from them or not. They have to deliver every house, every mail, all the mail, every day, every house. Yeah, let's say it's not a Jewish driver. Yeah, let's say it's not a Jewish driver. It's still a meal. If it's a Jewish driver, it's even worse. That doesn't really make a difference. I mean, it'll be more lenient, obviously, it's a non-Jew. But when you have a specific, if he's coming to you specifically, you don't have the leniency that you have when you give it to a postal officer who's going to go to every house, regardless if you invited something specifically. Hopefully we'll talk about more next time.